Victor Espinoza joins us on Sports Byline, Triple Crown winning jockey on American Pharoah, and he has more than 3,200 career victories, and he has won the Kentucky Derby three times. He rode War Emblem, California Chrome, and American Pharoah, and he's the oldest jockey and first Latino jockey to win the Triple Crown. Victor, I don't know, how long did it take to sink in what you were able to accomplish in 2015?
You know, day by day. Yeah, I just go day by day, and I get it, like, a little bit more excited.
When you take a look at the three horses that you have ridden to great success, War Emblem in 2002, California Chrome in 2014, and American Pharoah in 2015, what's the commonality those three horses had in success?
They're amazing, unbelievable horses. But yeah, honestly, American Pharoah, he put him in a different level. Completely different level of those two.
In what way? Tell me about what you saw when you saw that horse the first time.
Well, his talent and the way he loves to run, the way he feels like when he's running. I mean, just, you know, to be able to win the Triple Crown, you know, he has to be a really, truly champion horse, and which is like American Pharoah. Not that many horses that can do it. You know, it's not easy. You know, it's only 12 in the history. And Bill, there, like, whatever he's done in the short period of time, how many great ones American Pharoah win, like, straight, nonstop in short period of time. It's just unbelievable.
Are you able to read a horse rather quickly, especially an outstanding horse?
Well, not really necessary to read him. I probably, like, learn a lot of things about him really quick. Yeah, I can definitely learn a lot, and I can maybe a couple minutes.
Do you get any indication about what type of horse it is from the trainer of that horse? Because, I mean, if you take a look at California Chrome, it was trained by Art Sherman and then Bob Baffert with American Pharoah, and I'm sure each trainer has his own style of bringing a horse along. Does that help you in any way, Victor?
Absolutely. It's always helped when it helps the confidence and the horse and also in the trainer. It seems like everything comes along more forward when things go right. I think also it has to do with a lot of they're all in the group. Like, if you all the group is in the same page, then everything it come along more easy.
When you think of War Emblem, what's the one thing you think about with that horse?
Oh, that he was crazy.
In what way?
He's always giving me a hard time. And the way that he was not very smart in the gate. He always, you know, since the time I get on and sit in the saddle, he's always like giving me a hard time. And even in the warm up, and he always like trying to attack the pony. And go in the gate, and the gate was just a nightmare. And when he's run, when he opened the gate, he was very light in his feet too. He was very quick out of there, you know. And he was running. He was gonna, he used to like to go in front, and he used to run as fast as he can. And I had to like really, you know, slow him down in the way they're you know, take him out of the race. And it's not easy. It was hard for me to ride him. Every race that I rode him, it was not very easy.
And what about California Chrome?
California Chrome, he was a little bit different. You know, he's a little bit like he's not crazy. He's just a little bit impatient in the gate, and I always, you know, had to make sure that he break runner out of the gate and get him in position as soon as possible, because if something goes wrong, then he's not really like a type of horse that can recover quick. You know, it would probably take a little bit longer time to recover, and by that time it could have cost me the race.
I'm going to use an analogy in NASCAR racing, Victor, for this question, and that is, I've talked to Jimmy Johnson and I've talked to other racers in NASCAR, and I ask him, can you tell what kind of car you have underneath you when you get started in a race? And I want to ask you, can you tell what kind of horse you're going to have in a race when you walk them to the gate?
Oh, no question about it. And even before that, as soon as I sit in the saddle, as soon as I sit in the horseback, and I already know what kind of horse is that. And most of the times, and obviously when we warm it up, when I myself warm it up, I already know if that horse is going to perform, you know, the way it's supposed to or what kind of horse it is.
And does that dictate what you might do during a race as you understand once you get up into the saddle on that horse?
Yes, absolutely. You know, we can have a plan to, I can have a plan how I want to ride it. But after, like, you know, sit in the saddle and warm it up and, you know, completely change everything. Everything changed. It's a completely different strategy that can, start out of the gate.
I'm going to also use that NASCAR analogy because you've got the driver and you've got the crew chief. And horse racing, you've got you, the jockey, and you've got Bob Baffert on American Pharoah as your kind of your crew chief. Tell me about the discussion that goes on between jockey and trainer when it comes to a particular horse, especially one that is outstanding like American Pharoah was. Well, what are the instructions? What are the give and take between you two about the horse?
What changed? Each race, things change. You know, we're always talking about it and, you know, we're like, sometimes I cannot talk on the phone, but we can text back and forth back for a night. and then when it comes to reality, when it gets close to the paddock and the race, you know, we can, you know, he told me, you know, I should like suggest one thing and I can, you know, suggest another thing. And but at the end of the day, we just have to agree on the same thing, what work we can do, and if things go right, you know, we're all going to be on the same page. It's very important. And Bob Buffett and I, the last, you know, three triple crowns, we agree on the same, you know, we are on the same page, and it was very important. And it seems like every time it works out like for the best, and then the race.
Do horses make courses, or do courses make horses?
Wow. I never think about that. Well, you know what? The talent individual horse to make horses.
Because when I think about American Pharoah, and I can't read horses like obviously you can, but there was a spirit in that horse that seemed to come out. I mean, it was a calmness, but it was also a feisty spirit. Am I correct in that observation?
It's hard to say that, but you know, one thing I can tell you, he's pretty amazing. He's like a little pet. He's not really like he never acts like a real racehorse. He just like acts like a little pet.
He obviously likes people. I mean, that was fairly evident as well.
Yes. Oh, he loves people. He loves everything. He loves attention. He loves people, and he's just really cool horse to be around.
Victor, also, when you think about the three races in the Triple Crown, there was a large field in the Kentucky Derby. It was a sloppy track in the Preakness. And at the Belmont, you just blew away the field there, a smaller field. Do you take great satisfaction of how you handled those three races and came up with victories in each of them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think the hardest race here was the Kentucky Derby for him and also myself. I think for both of us, it was the hardest one for the Derby. But after we passed the first step for the Derby, the other two, that was the easiest race ever. I can tell you right now that the first step, it was the biggest challenge. And after that, after the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness and the Belmont, it was easy.
I would assume that was because of the largeness of the field, being afraid maybe to get boxed in or to clip the heels of a horse in front of you?
I think what happened is that I was so far outside that, you know, he never been in so far out. They're basically in the outside fence, and he probably feel like he was just a little bit confused and a little bit lost there. And he was just in the middle of the racetrack in the beginning. And then I am assuming, I'm just guessing like everybody else, but but I am assuming that's what happened.
At what point, Victor, during the course of that season of the three races, did you really start seriously thinking, hey, I've got a horse that I can really win the Triple Crown with?
Well, I started think about it after when he came back for his first race, when he was injured in Arkansas. The first race, when he ran in there, I thought this is a serious horse, you know. I mean, all this time along since I rode her the first time, I know he was special. But his injury, it happened to him, and he was some time off, and, you know, a lot of the horses, they don't come 100%, and I always, like, really worry about him and concerned about him if he'd come back 100%. And all in all, he was working unbelievable. I saw him working just unbelievable, but in the race, it would be different. And when I rode it in Arkansas, that was, like, first time back, and I know Bob, he has to run in because he don't have that much time, and I don't think he was 100% ready. And the way he ran, it was just an amazing. I was like, this is a horse. I know that I have a horse to the Triple Crown.
Victor Espinoza is with us, Triple Crown winning jockey on American Pharoah, and of course he has more than 3,200 career victories. He also had a very interesting path to his success. We'll talk to him about that as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.